Have you ever thought about how you would attack an enemy? Would you attack their weaknesses or would you attack their strengths? I think the enemy of our souls, Satan, attacks our strengths. One of my strengths is the spiritual gift of encouragement. I could have been named Barnabas. Thank goodness my parents didn't name me Barnabas. No offense to anybody out there named Barnabas, but it would have gotten shortened to Barney. That's not very encouraging. But encouragement is something that's incredible power. It's also something that is in great need, great demand today. So how does the enemy attack me, one with the gift of encouragement? And by the way, the gift is something that comes from the Father, not something I manufacture. But how would you attack me? You would try to bring discouragement. Interestingly, the more discouragement that the enemy would try to bring to me, the more I can rely on my Father to give me the gift, and that gift is encouragement. And one of the ways I know I have it is when I give it away. You see, if it's mine and I give it away, it's diminished. If it's the Lord's and He gives it to me, then it's increased. So today, ask for the gift of encouragement, because all gifts are freely given to the Father, by the Father. So ask for the gift of encouragement. And when you encourage, remember, it's not a pat on the back to someone who's done a good job. That's not encouragement. That's recognition. Encouragement is finding someone who is discouraged. And today, giving them a word, just a friendly, I'm there, I care about you. But you don't and you can't do that unless you're able to ask the question, how are you doing today? And you have the time and you have the capacity to be able to respond when they tell you. Be an encourager today. Use the gifts that God is so freely giving us to encourage those who need a friendly word, who need time, who need you, who need some of the Lord. Share Him when you share encouragement. Have a great week.